Tonight we're going to talk about the times and seasons. As I've said, how to determine the correct time as you're tuning in tonight with us on 3.210 WWCR. We're live. This is Sunday evening and it is 10:05. It is Sunday, May the 25th. We just got back from 8 days of the celebration of the Feast of the Second Passover, May, and we began on the 15th, which coincided, by the way, with a total lunar eclipse. Well, it was wonderful that we had that experience. It was amazing how that experience, I believe, is a symbolic, life-changing experience for those who were there. Now, symbolically in meaning that the heavens declare the work of his hands. So these symbols, such as the total lunar eclipse, on the 15th day of the second Passover, which was on a Thursday evening, as we begin our first day of unleavened bread, we were in a fantastic total lunar eclipse. On the eastern coast where we were located in the hills of North Carolina, we were high up in the hills, perhaps 2,000 feet above sea level, and the overcast skies broke long enough for us to observe this eclipse, which was actually fantastic, as I have indicated. We believe that it bears a certain significance and time for the Father to indicate that it was a time of the beginning of certain aspects of the end time scenarios that he has purposed in his own mind. For he said such and such of things, there will be signs in the moon. And ladies and gentlemen, the total lunar eclipse on the night of the full moon of the Passover brought back to me scriptural references of the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, where he told us to look into the heavens and to observe these special times. Well, now we will be gathering again in our tabernacle feast in October. We will begin the new moon on October the 26th to begin our count as we begin the festival of what we call the ingathering. It is the fall harvest. It is the last ingathering. Pentecost will be the first, if you will, the summer harvest. Or the spring harvest before we get to the summer solstice, and then we will move into another phase, which is called the fall ingathering. Now, that will be, as I've said, beginning the count of the seventh month, which will be October the 26th on man-made calendar of time. We're going to get into the aspects of how time has been changed purposely, and a calendar been given to man to mandate our days and times and seasons. Now, it has nothing to do, our man-made calendar here that I have, has nothing to do with the moon starting or the full moon given the mid-month as it was in scriptures. We're going to give you scriptural proof that the moon determined the beginning of the months. Now, we know that the equinox, beginning in the spring, was the first indicator to mark or a time to set time. And then to take the first lunar moon after that and begin our count. Some people in the solar aspect are very confused about how to keep proper time according to Yahweh's timepiece in the heavens. It is a synchronist time that Yahweh himself synchronizes in the heavens with the planets and the movements and the celestial bodies as they move through the heavens in certain time frames. We think it's amazing that man doesn't pay more attention to the signs that are in the heavens, as the scriptures tell us to do so. Now, we're going to count October, beginning with the 27th day, which is on a Monday, October the 27th, day one, to our 10-day count out to November the 5th, which will be the only prescribed day that we are required to fast and to afflict ourselves. It's called the Day of Atonement. Now, this will happen in the 7th month on the 10th day. Now, let me ask you a question in biblical terms. Let us go over to the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, and let me just read you what the Bible says. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. Now, that was in the 601st year. In the first month, now listen to me, that would have been a Passover month, ladies and gentlemen, that Noah and the ark came to rest. And remember, he said, take heed, lest any of you having an unbelieving heart fail to enter in to my rest. There is a time for all things. Yahweh has indicated a certain specific time for you to rest, for you to seek a rest day. And how would you know when the seventh day come if you didn't have access to the keys to when the first day began? Ah, inner confusion. Now the Bible says where there's confusion, there's ever evil work. The Gregorian and the Jewish calendar in its present form having both been changed and altered down through the ages with tradition or needs of those who were in rulership to coincide with certain anniversary dates or traditions, they have altered the calendar, both Gregorian and Jewish, to accommodate those changes that were necessary to maintain tradition. Well, Christ warned that we should look at Noah. Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah. Christ said, as it was in the days of Lot. There was a time that the angels came and destroyed. And there will be a time coming when Yahweh will need you in his army to look up. The Bible says, as the day approaches, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, the first day of the month of the 601st year, and we begin a proper time count from that day. Remember, it was started with a lunar observance, meaning that when the moon became in its new developing stage, it began a day to count and a time to keep time, as the scriptures have indicated. Now, let me conclude here in the month of November that on the 9th day of the 7th month, which will be November the 9th, again, amazing, we will have again a total, now, get this. Remember, we had one total lunar experience on the 15th day of May, the second month before the second Passover, to commemorate those who had touched the dead body, the law of Moses, who none of us could keep the law. And so our Savior designed a plan for redemption. And so then he was killed, we believe, in the second Passover, which would have been May, and this year was on the 15th day of the calendar, and there was a total lunar eclipse to complement or to accent or to emphasize that very day as very, very, very important. I marked that day on my calendar. I hope you can mark it on yours, and then you can see some of the celestial events of the heavens become manifest to your spirit as time goes by. The Bible teaches us to look up, to observe the signs of the stars and the moon, for those signs to indicate. Now, isn't it amazing that we have two lunar and two solar eclipses in the year 2003. I believe that our Father is trying to tell us something. Now, it just so happens that on the second Passover of May, we had a total lunar eclipse, as I have indicated on the 15th. And now here in November, on your Gregorian calendar, mark it. You will have a full moon on the 9th, which on the full moon, which would be the 15th of the lunar application of the Hebrew Bible, or the Hebrew calendar, that would be the mid-month. That's when you begin the festival of tabernacles, or the festival of ingathering. It happens to be, again, a total lunar eclipse on the 9th day of November, which is the 7th month, counting from April, the first month. Then November the 9th would be midpoint of the 7th month with a total lunar eclipse, again, to accent and complement the times and seasons of our Father. You must watch, you must observe, and you must withdraw yourself from man's way. Now, atonement, I said, would be on the 5th of November with the first feast festival day, beginning on the full moon of a total lunar eclipse on the 9th day of the month of November. It would go through then the 16th day, which is a Sabbath, the end, the high holy day, the 16th, and then get this now, to complement and to add emphasis to the point that this month is very significant in the year 2003. Remember, the Mayan calendar ends in 2012 with no more time allotted on the Mayan calendar, which has been an amazingly accurate timepiece once it was deciphered four times. And they kept up with the sunspot activity, probably perhaps as good as any calendar system that's ever been invented and placed before man to observe time. On the 23rd of November, which is the last Sabbath before the new moon of the 24th, it occurs on the 23rd, which the next Sabbath would be the 30th, 16th and the 9th and the 2nd is your Sabbath of November, according to the lunar time count, beginning Yahweh's time count with accuracy of the moon, with the solar application of the equinox beginning in its proper time frame. So then, the 23rd will have a solar eclipse to highlight and to complement the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Sabbath is a day just like the new moon is a day, and all days are days but not all days are ordinary days, because some are special days. And the Father instructs Israel, the people, the Hebrews scattered abroad, in which days are special, and he uses the moon for signs or a beacon to find the special days or seasons or appointments, according to Genesis 1:14. The moon and the sun, the two lights, the systems, the beacons were given for us to observe. Now, there couldn't be any argument according to the scriptures. You will find argument by man. Remember, Daniel 7:25 says that they shall think to change times, to move you out of the proper time that Yahweh has set into a man-made system where that men would be in Babylon. Now, what is Babylon? Babylon is the sign of confusion. Now, the Bible says again that where there is confusion, there is ever evil work under the sun. Now, listen to me. For all the beacons of the appointments, the sun, the moon, and the stars, shall be for those appointed times. Some must think it should say all days except the Sabbath days. The fact is that the weekly Sabbath was and still is the time for us to rest. It is what we would indicate as being the seventh day of that particular time frame. Now let me go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, and let me give you some conclusive proof of the formulation that the Father himself directed mankind to use in his pursuit of the true times. And the book of Ezekiel, it indicates that we must have what is known in our language as a timepiece indicator. Now, how would that be, providing that there is only clocks, atomic clocks, that keep what we determine to be proper time? But, ladies and gentlemen, there is a greater timepiece in the heavens than the atomic clock, and it is called the sun, with the moon being the final authority on the time for the watchman's duty upon the walls to watch and to count time, as the scripture has given us the authority to do so. Now, only the scriptures are to be observed to set our times. Now, listen to me. Thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. Now, let's start from the bottom of the verse and set this scriptural form back in order, as we now know that you must have a new moon before that you can count 6 working days. So then, by putting down the first day of the month, remember, Noah landed in the 601st year on the first day of the month, which would have been a new moon. Now, that would have been a Sabbath, according to the traditions that the Father gave us, that it would be a time to announce that there would be no servile work done, according to Numbers 29 and 1, and other scriptures that we could bring to you and will as time goes on and as time permits. But in this application of time, let's write, for the sake of setting the time gate, in block 1, day 1, we will block it and write in the number 1, and above that block, write in a new moon. Now, let's move to the work days. Day two would be a work day. Day three would be a work day. Day four, day five, day six, and day seven would be a work day. Now remember, it would be only 6 days if we don't count day one, which is a new moon. So then we would work 6 days. Remember now, the Bible says that the gate that looketh toward thee shall be shut 6 working days. Now, remember, the gate was open on the new moon. So then the gate opened on the new moon would be a non-working day. Only the working days was the gate shut, and they worked 6 days, and then they kept a Sabbath. That Sabbath would fall upon the 8th day if we count from the first day of the month, the new moon, which would be a Sabbath, a day of blowing the trumpets, a day of announcing time to begin. We would work only the 6 days following day one, which is a new moon. Now, that would bring us to the 8th day, which is identical to the many, many scriptural, biblical references to the 8th day that they kept it holy. Now remember, it is the 7th day if we count from the first day of the month, beginning the first working day, after the 1st day, which is a new moon, which is non-countable. But if we go back and add or subtract in any form, we always come up with the 7th day as the 8th day, or the 8th day following the new moon, if we count it as a day of holiness. And that's what the Bible teaches. And that's what the Bible prescribes. But man, in his pursuit, remember, Satan and his men, very wise, very crafty, the Bible said that the devil could deceive the very elect, if possible. You must study to show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You must seek for the answers. Now, if you fail to find the answer, you must pray for Yahweh to reveal the word to the prophet. How can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? So then, the 1st day of the month would be day one of the open gate policy. Then the gate would shut after the 1st day. It would remain shut for 6 working days, and then it would open on the Sabbath, which is the 8th day of the month. Or the 7th day from the 1st working day, it would be the 7th day, which would be the Sabbath. Either way, you want to address the issue. Both days are determined as holy. They are the identical day of the 8th day of the month, or the 7th day after the 6 working days. Now, isn't it amazing that all these things have been kept from us? That we have been lured away from the new moon? Well, isn't it strange that in the book of Amos, that it is written in a prophetic reference that they would do that very thing to the people of Yahweh? Notice, as I go to the book of Amos, I'm going to the 8th chapter, and I will go to the 5th verse. Now, listen to me. There was a people, according to Amos, compared as a basket of ripe fruit. Now, hear this, O you that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone? Well, ladies and gentlemen, nobody bothers about the new moon today. It's not an issue in any timekeeping scheme or device or formulation or formula or mathematical equation. It is not factored in because we have completely eliminated the new moon as a timepiece to count time. Now remember, I told you that the calendar month in its revelation, for instance, I'll give you an example here, on January 2003, which is the Gregorian Jan, the Janus, the god of the Apollos and things of this nature in the Greek mythology, that the Gregorian calendar is named after. Saturn, the planet Saturn, for Saturday, Thor's day for Thursday, and so on and so forth. Notice that the new moon comes in on Friday the 3rd. So then, the Bible would count that as the first day of that particular month, be it January, February, March, April, May, or whenever. So then, the new moon would mark the first day of the month. We change time, discount the new moon having anything to do with set times, remove it from our thinking process or our mathematical formulation, and deceive those who are not wise to determine when the Sabbath day actually comes. That's why that Satan has designed a plan to take you out of Yahweh's holy Sabbaths. Now let me give you another example as we turn through the present calendar. You need to ask for our calendar. We have the correct calendar. We take the Gregorian, and then we write in the correct days of the Sabbaths upon it according to the lunar formulation or calculation. In February 2003, the new moon begins on the second day of the month. Now, that would be a time, really, out of skelter if we keep the Gregorian and do not observe again in March. It's on the third day before we have a new moon. So then the month in the Bible, if it was on the third, it would start a new month. In the Gregorian calendar of March, it takes 3 days passing to count time to get you off of the time set of the Bible. As it is indicated in April, it's on the second day. And again, it's on the second in May. And then, in the month of June, the full moon comes in. Now, notice this. It comes in as a full moon on the 14th. So then, the new moon would happen on the 31st day of May, which will, this is the month we're in, and today is the 25th day. So then, the 31st, would be the last day in the month of May, and it just so happens that on that new moon, we have, in that month, which we just celebrated Passover, the second Passover, on the 15th when we had a total lunar eclipse, we will have on a new moon on the 31st a solar eclipse. As a double witness for May and October, the month of the second Passover, and the month of Tabernacles, the seventh month, and the second month of the year, a double witness of lunar and solar eclipse in both months. I think it goes without saying here that the emphasis that the Father has placed, and placed the exclamation points of the solar and the lunar Sabbaths, application of thought, to highlight the times and the seasons that is placed before man, and yet so few would bother to observe that time or that day. Isn't it amazing that Satan tries to take us out of the time count? Now, in Leviticus chapter 8, verse 34 through 35, Aaron and his sons were sanctified for 7 days, which began on a new moon. Now remember this. They were sanctified 7 days. And on the 8th day was an assembly of the congregation, a time of worship, a time of gathering. Remember, they only gathered on a time which was indicated to be a holy day or a Sabbath day. Remember, they worked 6 days and they kept a Sabbath. Well, Aaron and his sons began on a new moon and went for 7 days of sanctification, counting the new moon. and the six working days, the consecration went on after the new moon for 7 days. Then on the eighth day, there was an assembly called, proving to you that the Sabbath was on the eighth day. Would think purposely to change times and laws, don't you think that it would be in your best interest to search the scriptures? Don't you think that it would be in your best interest to search and see if you are in the correct day to worship? Oh, you say, well, I worship on Sunday, Pastor Buddy. That is very, very, very true that the New Testament, they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, in certain instances, it is possible that we jump out of the frying pan just to get in the fire. Satan, if he can't deceive you with a left hook, then he'll sucker punch you with the right. So, the Bible says, turn neither to the right nor to the left, but to stay on the straight and the narrow, and see and ask for the old path, and when you find it, to walk in, and you shall find rest for your soul. Now, in chapter 8, verse 3 of Leviticus, Moses is told to gather the congregation again on the new moon. And verse 6:13, Moses brought Aaron and the sons, and they put on holy garments, and anointed the tabernacle with Aaron and his sons as Yahweh had commanded. And in verse 33, they were commanded not to go out of the tabernacle for 7 days. But on the eighth day, which would have been a Sabbath, Yahweh appeared unto them in Leviticus 9:15. And you could also check verse 23. This puts the Sabbath on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, proving that the new moon is not counted as a work day to get to your first Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been deceived. We have been led astray by crafty men who lay in wait to deceive, and they would, as I have already indicated, they would deceive the very elect if possible. But when you hear the voice of the shepherd, and he's proclaiming the truth, and the Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Come out of her, my people. Come out of the confusion of Babylon and their days that they set aside, their days, not Yahweh's. They have no biblical, scriptural references. Ladies and gentlemen, we have debated this issue from coast to coast, and never have we met anyone who could defy the teachings of the formulation of thus saith the word of God. Now let me give you another example in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and we'll start in verse 8. It says also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days. Now remember, this feast is the Feast of Tabernacles, and it always, with no exception, began, as I've undone indicated to you, in the seventh month, on the 15th day, which was a full moon. So we know it was on the 15th that they begin the High Holy Sabbath of Tabernacles. It coincided with the day of Sabbath. You see, Yahweh, in his mathematical application, and as he has hid it from the wise, and revealed it to the babes and the sucklings, and chose the foolish things to confound the wise, he hid this formulation, this fabulous, magnanimous, magnificent formula, he hid it from the wise and the prudent, and revealed it to the babes and the sucklings. Isn't it amazing how that Yahweh chose the poor of this world, uneducated? Peter, James, and John were uneducated. They had no silver and no gold. They had no learning of letters. And yet they were master crafters or master builders on the foundation revelation that Christ had imparted to them through his personal teaching. Remember, the Bible says you cannot hear unless you have a preacher. He cannot preach except he be sent. Many are the foxes on the desert of deception. But as the scripture has indicated, a few are the chosen ones. These are the ones that are rich in faith, that will suffer the persecution for his name's sake, that will declare the whole counsel without being taken in by church pastoral positions, deacon positions, or high positions in the church world. They will assume the role of poor men and will stay there and not sell out for filthy lucre's sake. Now, let me give you an example here. Remember, I said they kept the feast of dedication 7 days from the 15th. If you count from the 15th, that'll bring you to the 21st. Verse 9, and in the 8th day, which would have been the 22nd day, Sabbath, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days. And the feast lasted 7 days, 15 through 21. And in verse 10, and on the 23rd, he sent the people away, proving that they came together on the 22nd day, and the 15th day to keep a Sabbath of holy dedication. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly how we do it. In this calendar year, I said that we keep the second Passover. Now, we do that because we can prove that Christ was not crucified in the first Passover. Isn't that wonderful? That the proof is in the Scriptures. And yet people read with a blinded and a perverted eye of tradition, having men's admiration in mind, and listening to man rather than listening to the Word. The Bible said, blessed are your ears and your eyes, for they hear and see. They said these people's ears and eyes, talked about they had waxed gross, couldn't hear and could not see. And then the Bible said, when the word is sown, then cometh the wicked one, who is a master of confusion, by the way, and he sows the tares of discord among the thought process of man, and man is ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh my, but it is wonderful, joy unspeakable, and full of glory to be anointed with the truth. Oh, a crown that is more valuable than rubies and gold sits upon the head of those who have the revelation. Many seek but can't find. Many search but will never find the hidden treasure of revelation. For he said, blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your ears. For your heart has come naked and empty, and I will fill you with good things. I will open up the ears of the deaf. I will anoint the eyes that cannot see with eye salve, and they shall see the marvelous things that are hid from the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a magnanimous, magnificent revelation of true times. You must become a part of the true time, end time church. Because in the end, the Bible said, there shall be a restoration of all things. Christ was raising up men to bring the truth of the last day prophecies that will come to pass, that the eyes of Israel will one more time be opened from its closed state. Yes, according to the scriptures of Romans 11, 25 and 26, the eyes of Israel and the ears of Israel were purposefully blinded and their ears stopped for hearing the word of God. But in the last days there shall arise out of Zion, the deliverer shall come and shall turn Jacob, the house of Israel, the scattered sheep abroad. He shall open their ears, he shall open their eyes, they shall see and ask for the old path, and they shall walk in, and they shall find rest. But the Bible said, many are on the way to destruction. For broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and many there be that go thereon to their own death and destruction. But straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Christ is making up the diamond to sit upon the head crownship of the Godhead. And the Bible says that great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was seen of angels. God was believed on in the world. God was preached to the Gentiles, which is the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He was believed on and received up into glory. So God, that very God that incarnated as a child, that was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger for all the world to hate. You say, Pastor Buddy, oh, we sing songs to him now. We love him. We adore him. Ladies and gentlemen, you only adore through the tradition that you worship in. When truth comes, the Bible says they shall hate you. They shall cast out your name as evil. They shall separate themselves. And he said, beware of the scribes and the Pharisees that sit in Moses' seat. The Bible says they will not go in the door themselves and would hinder those that would. What's hindering you tonight from accepting the true time? If you'd like to have the true time booklet of the correct Sabbath, proof that the weekly Sabbath days are determined by the moon, you simply need to write Pastor Buddy. That's all you got to do. You can write to this address, and I'll give it to you right now. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's New Tazewell, two words, N-E-W, T-S and Tom, A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy tonight and communicate a message to him in person, I'm live and direct here on WWCR. I'm here in the studios doing this broadcast tonight. You can reach me immediately after you hear the shepherd's call end in about 9 minutes. You can contact Pastor Buddy by dialing this number. I'll be glad to take your call. And if you've got some questions, if we have time to talk, remember, I only have one line coming in here tonight available. So if we have someone on the line, you will be referred to voicemail. Simply leave your name and address and your telephone number, or just your telephone number. I will return your call. Now, call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. That's all the number that you'll need to come in here tonight to contact Pastor Buddy live and in person. You won't get a recorded answer. You will get Pastor Buddy doing his homework tonight, searching for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we would welcome the occasion to make your acquaintance. I'm standing by immediately after the broadcast for your message. Now, if you'd like to help me continue the radio show on 3.210 WWCR, I need to hear from you. Just simply write us a letter. Send us a love offering that you could help support the Shepherd's Call. Make a commitment to help us. We need your help. We promise you, we make you this promise, that we will preach the Word of God without fail. we would declare unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. Now, if you'd like to call my sponsor tonight, Dr. Gary, and if you would like to have a product that we offer, it is Miracle 2 Products with Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack. Both of them are toll-free numbers. If you call this toll-free number, either one, tell them that you heard Pastor Buddy on WWCR 3.210 at 10 Eastern Standard Time on Sunday night. That's our time that we'll be coming to you. We're 7 o'clock on Pacific Time. We are at 9 o'clock on the Central Time Zone. So you can find us 10 o'clock Eastern every Sunday night on 3.210. Now, ladies and gentlemen, call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. That's toll-free for Miracle 2. Miracle 2 is a product 100% all-natural, and it has a neutralizer base in the soap that works miracles. I don't have time to go into all the details about Miracle 2 tonight, as my sponsors want me to preach the gospel, and I give you this number to help us out. 1-877-289-7439, or you can call Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. That's toll-free. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320, Miracle 2, and many more valuable health products that is in store for you with just simply calling Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439 or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. You just dial those numbers toll-free. Tell them Pastor Buddy sent you, and I'll be much obliged that you help my sponsors help me on the radio. I do need your help to keep us on. We would like to get on 7 days a week where we could share the truth of Shepherd's Call. We have so many amazing truths that quite possibly, in light of all the falsehood and the traditions being preached around the world, that you possibly haven't heard. You would like the Lunar Sabbath calendar. Just call me or write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to have the booklet on proof that the weekly Sabbath days are determined by the moon, along with the feasts and festivals, just write me. Simply address your correspondence to the Shepherd's Call, or simply, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or call me here tonight at the studio. I'm live and direct. This is Sunday the 25th, and we're approaching 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the East Coast. Now, if you're down in Central Time Zone, it is coming up on approximately 10 o'clock. If you're out on the Pacific, you're coming up on approximately 8 o'clock. So, just give us a call. We will be glad to communicate with you. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, next Sunday night, I will go into part two of the hidden times of the true times of Yahweh. You need to stay tuned. Call a friend. Tell them that we're on WWCR 3.210 and ask them to tune in. Ask them to write Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I'll be glad to send you out some information that will bless your soul. Until next Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific Time, this is Pastor Buddy for the Shepherd's Call and all the crew, Dr. Jack and Dr. Gary, and myself saying, Yahweh bless you and Yahweh keep you until We see you next Sunday night with part two of Hidden Times. Yahweh bless you.